I was reading this book on the Civil War some years ago, and it talked about the concept of the good death. And I'm thinking, what the heck is a good death? And the good death was that before the Civil War, which changed their perception of death because so many men died and never came back home and they never saw the body and all that. But the good death was that people died at home, the family surrounded them, the community was involved. Life was smaller, more compact, smaller towns, etc., and everybody kind of participated together. And the good death was the family around, say the last words, and people felt okay about it. Now, the good death doesn't seem to exist much anymore. What's happened that people aren't dying at home with their family around them as in the old days?
Well, the first thing that happened was industrialization, and people started dying in institutions at that point. Now, hospice is trying to get us back to the good death with people dying at home, but even that has been somewhat modified because you have hospitals now that have a hospice wing. So they want you to move from the hospital intensive care unit if they get you stable and move to the hospice unit. So it's still not dying at home. It's not like when death was very personal. And in fact, I wrote in one of my books that in the 1900s, before industrialization, if a community member died, there was a parade in the downtown area of that community, and most businesses would close, and people would go to the funeral, and there would be a time of mourning and support for the family, and it truly was a good death. And so you take it from beginning to end. When the person got sick, the doctor administered all the care that they possibly could. They stayed at home for that care in bed. When the person died, they had the carpenter in the city. Many times the person who made furniture, they would make what they called then the coffin. We call it a casket today. And the person was transported to that coffin into an area, either church or home, usually the home. And people would come, show their support. They would see the body. They would close the coffin. They would have a service, a religious service. They would parade through downtown. Businesses would be closed. They would take that person to the cemetery for interment. They would have another prayer there. They would pick up some dirt and throw it on to the coffin, and then they would leave, and the rest of the day was spent in mourning. That's the good death.
And I guess the price we pay to not have the good death is technology, because let's be real, if you're at home, you can't get the same type of care you can in a hospital, which of course at the same time can extend your life, and we can get into a whole argument about that. So the good death is nice, but you can't deny technology. That's the price we pay then, right?
I agree with that. I have to throw this in just because I think it's significant at this point. But I had a lady that had breast cancer, and they wanted to give her chemotherapy, radiation. They wanted to remove the breast and all these things. And they said if she didn't do it, she would probably have a two-year life expectancy. She decided she was 47, 48, 49. She decided she wasn't going to do anything. And she went kind of a holistic approach. And this has been a while ago. I was just shocked. 12 years later, her children came to me for grief counseling. And I said, oh my gosh, I remember your mother. And I remember she came to me and talked about whether she should have treatment or not. And I said I couldn't make that decision for her. She would have to make it and do her research and all that. And they looked at me and they said, well, she didn't have treatment. And she lived another 12 years. So I don't know that industrialization and institutionalizing people, putting them in institutions, I don't know how much better it is. And quite honestly, you and I both know that some of this is motivated by money and having beds that are used by people in a hospital because they get money for that. So I don't want to be critical of all that. And I think you need to really research where you are if you have a disease or have a problem and you need to seek out the absolute best treatment for you. Notice I've said that.
Even though it may cost you the quote-unquote good death.